Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, and we saw a machlokes about the din of Ne'amanus Eid Echad by Dabar Sheva Erva in a place where there is no Cheskas Isser. Some hold that an Eid Echad is believed if there's no Cheskas Isser. And others hold, like we saw in the Ramban, that an Eid Echad is never believed by Davar Sheva Erva. Some people hold that if there's no Cheskas Isser, an Eid Echad is believed by Davar Sheva Erva. And others, like the Ramban, hold that an Eid Echad is never believed in Davar Sheva Erva, even if there's no Cheskas Isser. So we saw a number of kashas, and now we are going to take this further. We saw Stira and Tosfos, what he holds about Davar Sheva Erva, a stira that when we saw in Tosfos Davar Sheva Erva, an Eid Echad is not believed no matter what. And then we saw in Tosfos that earlier on that an Eid Echad is believed. We saw stira in the Ma'arik. Ma'arik asked on himself from Tosfos, it's not a stira. The Baal of Beis HaLevi shows the Ma'arik is says for himself. B'kitzur Eyal Sameach. So we'd like to say now as follows. Says Moreinu B'Rabbeinu the Rosh Yeshiva Zetzal, that the Rashba says in Kiddushin, and that it says, Abaye says that if someone goes up to someone else and he says, listen, your wife was Mizane. It's not a nice, happy news you want to hear on a Tuesday afternoon. So he says, your wife was Mizane. So this Eid Echad is believed. An Eid Echad is not believed against this Chazik unless it's B'yado. So how do we believe the Eid Echad? It's not in his hands here, and so it's in its Luzichaskas Heter. So as he believed against the Chazaka, answers the Rashba that there's no such thing as a Cheskas Heter. There's no such thing as a Cheskas Heter. To ask if something mutter is different because we can't say Cheskas Heter, and therefore the Eid Echad is believed, even though she's a Cheskas Heter. The question is, if it's not considered a Chazaka, then why does Rava argue and say that he's not believed? Because Ein Davar Sheva Pachas B'Shnayim. Aidas HaRashba is that even by Davar Sheva Erva, an Eid Echad is believed if there's no Chazaka. So here it's considered no chazaka, and therefore the Eid Echad should be believed. Why does Rava hold the Eid Echad is not believed? And you can't say that's gufa der machlokas. That the Rashba says that a cheskas heter is not a chazaka is only according to Abaye. But Rava argues and he holds that a cheskas heter is a chazaka. So then why did Rava only say this about a davar sheva erva? Why didn't he say about all the surim? And also the Rashba says that in principle Abaye agrees. Abaye only argues with Rava on a derabbanan level, or when the person is silent, but in principle he agrees that the Eid Echad is not believed. Why is the Eid Echad not believed if there's no such thing as a Cheskas Heter? Even according to Abaye, but Davar Sheva Erva, an Eid Echad is believed if there's no Cheskas Heter. So we want to understand this machlokas between Abaye and Rava. And if Abaye holds that there's no such thing as a Cheskas Heter, and therefore an Eid Echad is Ne'eman, Seish the Chazinsa. So what is Rava holding? And again, you can't say that on this Nekuda Gufa they're arguing, because like we saw, then why does Rava only say it by Davar Sheva Erva, or say in all the Surim, that an Eid Echad isn't Ne'eman? Because there's no... Because there's a Cheskas Heter. But Rabbi doesn't say that. So if there's other cases, he would hold that the Eid Echad would be believed. And again, the according to the Rashba, Abaye agrees in principle with Rava. He just argues on a derabbanan level, or shoysek shiny. And in this case, he's silent. So therefore, we believe the Eid Echad, but if it wouldn't be sound, wouldn't believe. So what's the machlokas of Abaye Rava? So it appears as follows. According to those Rishonim who hold that an Eid Echad is believed if there's no Cheskas Isser by Davar Sheva Erva, and even by other Isurim, an Eid Echad is only believed if there's no Chazaka, an Eid Echad is only believed, again, according to those Rishonim, that an Eid Echad is only believed if there's no cheskas iser by Davi Sheva Erva. If there's a cheskas iser in Erechad, it's certainly not believed. But if there's no cheskas iser in Erechad, it's believed. And by other Asurim, an Erechad is only Naaman if there's no cheskas iser. So the Maharam asks that if that's true, why don't we need the Gzeira Shava of Dabar Dabar Mimamin? We have Gzeira Shava, Lo Yerbachar Batz Dabar, Abishnai Ben Yakum Dabar. So we have Dabar Dabar Mimamin, but she says that you need two Aiden. But why do you need that Gzeira Shava of Dabar Dabar Mimamin to learn that Dabar Shavar from Mamin? There's no difference between Yisurim and Dabar Shavar Erva. In all cases, if there's a cheskas iser, an erechad is not believed. And if there's no cheskas iser, an erechad is believed. Again, if you hold like those shittas that say that an erechad is believed by Dabar Shavar Erva if there's no cheskas iser, and also by Shara Surim, only if there's no cheskas iser, an erechad is believed, but there's a cheskas iser, an erechad is not believed. So why then, what then is the difference between Dabar Shavar Erva and other Asurim? It's the same thing. If there's no cheskas iser, one aid is enough. Now, if there is a cheskas iser, you need two aidim, so what's the difference? V'kvar yiduim advarim shechalukim heim isurim b'davar shebe'erva mehadadi. We know that it's, in the yeshivas it's well known that isurim and davar shebe'erva are fundamentally different from each other, that by isurim, that by Yisurim, where an Erechad is not believed if there's a cheskas iser according to those shitas. You know why? Because Eino Neman lahotzi davar micheskaso. He's not believed to take something out of its chazaka. Mashen came by davar shebe'erva. Hare ein Erechad Neman klal. By davar shebe'erva it's different. By Yisurim, the reason an Erechad is not believed that there's a cheskas iser is because he can't take something out of its chazaka. By a davar shebe'erva, an Erechad isn't naman at all. And not that he's believed that there's no cheskas iser is because kol she'ein shem is chazek lo mikri davar shebe'erva. The klalu de lo chashiva edush davar shebe'erva and ken made loitzi mena chazaka. Here it's fundamentally different. By davar shebe'erva, the Eid isn't believed at all. And not that the Eid is believed if there's no cheskas iser, it's because this pasha not called the davar shebe'erva if there's no cheskas iser. The klal lehu deloy chashiva edus b'davar shebe'erva elim kein meid lahotzi mena chazaka. When is it considered edus b'davar shebe'erva? When he's being made to be motzi mena chazaka. Aval b'ischazek menias ne'emanuso eina mipnei hachazaka elim mitzad etzim ha-davar shebe'erva deim davar shebe'erva pachas mishnayim. But if there's a chazaka, the fact that we don't believe him is not because of the chazaka, it's because of davar shebe'erva. Ein davar shebe'erva pachas mishnai. So we're redefining why an eid isn't believed by davar shebe'erva. B'des chazik. It's not because there's a chazaka, but there's no chazaka, he's believed by davar shebe'erva. If there's no chazaka, it's not b'chal called a davar shebe'erva. When it comes to a surim, he's not believed, and eidach is not believed because there's a chazaka involved. When it comes to davar shebe'erva, the reason he's not believed is because it's davar shebe'erva. The only thing is it's only called a davar shebe'erva if there's a chazaka. If there's not a chazaka, it's b'chal not called a davar shebe'erva. V'nafgamina gedoyla ledina bein isurim lebein davar shebe'erva b'ischazek isura shebeisurim loy b'inan toiras edus v'sagi b'ne'amonus gerede. That by Yisurim, we don't require Torah's Eidus. We just require believability, but not that it has to have the legal status of Eidus. All the dinim of Eidus don't apply, just you have to believe the person. But that's it. Because it doesn't have to be made b'fnei Beis Din. You don't need Rishon Chakir v'chadoyme. And even if there's a Cheskas Iser, even though we require two, nevertheless, We don't require Hilchos Eidos, and you don't have to testify in front of Beis Din, like the Nesivos writes, 28:16, 38:2. The Neshev Meshevev argues, see there. Chavis Das Tzaricha Eskuf Peye. See the Minchas Chinuch Mitzvah Lamed Zainos Dalet. And you also don't need Rishu L'Chakira. V'chein Pashir Bomi Pik Sovam. You can testify from Ksav. And it could be there's no lav of losana reichait shakar of testifying falsely. Menachas Chinuch writes that there is reichait b'isurim, there is losana, but from Tosis we could prove not. In any event, that's the nafkamina. The nafkamina is that when it comes to isurim, we don't need Torah Seidus. And even when. So if there's no Cheskes Isser, you have 180 and you don't need Torah Seidus, you just need Emunus. And even if there's a Cheskes Isser, and you need two Eidim, again, according to the Shittas, then an Eid Echad is not believed if there's a Cheskes Isser. So if you need two Eidim, still, you don't need B'Torah Seidus, just B'Torah Emunus. That's when it comes to Isurim. Masha'enke, and also there's no Slavosana, because that's Medina Eidus. You don't need Yushel Chakira, and Kasher Wam Piksava. Masha'enke, but Dabar Shebe'erva. But if you talk about Dabar Shebe'erva, Makum Dischazik Isura, Vadai, you need Torah Seidus Gemura. Okay, Dabar Shebe'mamai. There you need Torah Seidus, like a Mamanis. And the Eidim have to be made Bifnei Beis Din. And the Be'edim have to testify in front of Beis Din by Dovah Sheba Erva. And we require Drisha and Chakira, like we see in Tosfos and Sanhedrin 8b, Dibor Maaseh Vehevi, other Hilchos Eidus. And that's because by Yisurim, Mishoresh Dinam Ein Tzorech Behem Eidus. Ela De'ein Eid Ne'eman Lafuke Me'achazak Uvinen Ne'eman Es Yisrael Adishnayim. That when it comes to Yisurim, at the root of Dinei Yisurim, you don't need Eidus. Just Eidach is not believed to be Motzi Me'achazaka. And we require extra ne'amanos of two people. But it's only extra Torah's ne'amanos, but there is no Hilchos Eidus Mashenke M'davar Shebe'erva called this Chazik Yisura Shenikra Davar Shebe'erva Tzrichim Bo Torat Eidut Gmura Shareima She'ein Eid Echad Ne'aman Bo Eino Mishum She'eduto Nisteret V'Nikcheshet Me'achazaka. And therefore we need all Torah's Eidus. In other words, by Isurim, it's only Torah's Ne'amanus. There's no Hilchos Eidus. Mashenke in Davar Shebe'erva, if there's a Cheskes Isser, it's called a Davar Shebe'erva, and you need Torah's Eidus Gemura. And that an Eid Echad Ne'aman is Eino Ne'aman, is not when there's a Cheskes Isser, is not because his Eidus is contradicted by the Chazaka, but because a Davar Shebe'erva requires two. You learn Davar Davar Mimama. And therefore, you require all of Hilchos Eidus, which is two. So what came out from this sheer sweet friends, is this Yisod. And the Yisod is don't get mixed up between Davar Shebe'erva and Yisurim. Yisurim don't require Torah's Eidus, even when you require two, even if there's a Cheskes Isser, if you hold that if there's a Cheskes Isser, you require two, but not Mitorah's Eidus, Torah's Ne'amanus, there's a difference. Eidus has a lot of details and laws and requirements that Namanus does not have. Like, for example, Mipik Savam, Dvishav Chakir, etc. So, when it comes to Isurim, that's not required. So, if you have one, if it's no Cheskes Isser, one Eid is believed. If there is a Cheskes Isser, then you need two Eidim, but only because it's not the Mitaris Eidus, Mitaris Namanus. When it comes to Davar Shebe'erva, if there's a Cheskes Isser, the reason you need two is not like by Isurim, you need two for extra Namanus, but it's because you need proper Tiras Eidus. And if there's no Cheskes Isser, it's Bechamla called the Davar Shebe'erva. So that's the Yesod HaDvarim. And of course, we haven't yet explained the Gemara and Kiddushin. And that is, and the Kashas we asked in the first year. But we have ways to go, Rabbi Yisrael. We still have a lot to talk about. But Tafasta Meruba, Loi Tafasta, Tafasta Muat, Tafasta. So please stay tuned. And we'll be typeface little by little, more and more. The simple to the Levo, Erov Kol. I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.